shake it, playing that song all night. Chuck, hey, baby, don't give up. Chuck, baby, don't give up. Welcome home, Brother Challenge. Time and a half with Brother Charles. First things first, you listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Second thing, Mama, I need a new laptop. It's 5:07. My show's supposed to start at 5:05. Actually, at 5:00. I apologize for the technical difficulties. My computer is about, I want to say, 12 years old, and it's acting like it this afternoon. But this is a very special episode dedicated to my Uncle Johnny. God bless him. God bless his soul. This is the grief episode. And what we're going to be discussing today, and also I have a couple tracks that have gotten me through a couple tough times as well, is how we as individuals maneuver grief. I'll be kind of debunking some untold mysteries that kind of correlate along with the stages of grief, as well as just recognizing that everybody does things differently, but it's okay for the process of grieving to be longer than the person next to you. The biggest thing about this show is I'm going to try to keep it as upbeat as possible, but this is also going to be some real talk. And if you feel that you are struck by this episode in a certain way, please, you know, let me know what you felt about it. We're going to be discussing many different topics. But beforehand, I definitely have some announcements in regards to everything that's going on. First things first, the Association of Black Collegians will be doing what we got to do in regards to homecoming next weekend. We are partnering with the McDonough Network for a tailgate on October 21st, that is next Saturday, in Marco Parking Deck, as well as we are going to be having our annual Grown and Sexy Homecoming Dance. It's biannual, down the hill at the spot. If you're a Lafayette student, you need to pull up with your Lafayette ID, and if you are bringing somebody who does not go to the school, make sure that you definitely have them bring a state-issued ID. It's going to be a great time, y'all. We try and make Lafayette's homecoming be a little more fun, because Lafayette's homecoming is a little dry, and we try to keep it as hype as we possibly can. I remember one time my folks was coming up. I think homecoming kind of fell close to my birthday, and my mother and my sisters, we were at the homecoming game. Yes, we were losing, and my mother, after a little silence, was like, "This is boring," and I felt a little disrespected because it was, but she wasn't supposed to say anything. So as a result, ever since, I believe that it was low-key my job and our job as a community to keep this joint as bumping as we possibly can. And speaking of bumping, here's what I'm about to do. Shout out to the homie Emilio, who put me on to this brother named Christian Scott, who is a jazz artist, and this brother is the real deal. I'm going to let y'all groove out to that. Got a couple good tracks coming your way today, and then we'll get into the discussion topic. Once again, this is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. I'm doing my best. I'm putting in overtime to give you that good, real music and good, real talk. Keep rocking with me. This is WJRH 104.9. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. That last one was called Summer Madness by Kool and the Gang. This episode is brought to you by Styles by Val and Cuts by Trey for Brothers on a Budget and Divas with Overdraft Fees. Slide over to Souls 220 and you're finessed for less. Also, this episode is brought to you by Colgate, which I wish the individuals before me would use because this mic stinks. No shade, it just does. Once again, this is the grief episode. We're going to be discussing several different ways one can maneuver grief. A lot of times after individuals experience death, there's a lot of different ways that we react to it. I know, speaking from experience, my first real experience with death was in my junior year of high school. I lost a very close friend. And that was probably the most personal experience I ever had with it. But as a result, I felt as though it was necessary for me to, you know, keep going. It's high school, it's junior year. You still got a lot of things going on. So you don't really have the necessary time to really sit back and reflect on everything that's really affecting you. And that really was the case when I lost my father in my senior year of high school. Senior year is a busy time. Senior year is supposed to be your most lit year of high school. You know, graduating, finding out what school you're about to go to, getting ready to say goodbye to the people that you see 5 days a week. And as a result, I didn't really recognize the magnitude and the gravity and the impact that losing my father actually had on my mental health. And as a result, as I transitioned into my first year at college and really hit the ground running, I recognized that my mental wasn't necessarily as fortified as I had assumed it was due to a couple situations that happened to me and just the way that I was reacting to them. And it really has taken me, what, now 3 years to really recognize that after you lose someone, especially a parent or especially something like a very close family member, you have to take a step back and really evaluate what they were to you, right? And how are you going to maneuver this world after they're gone? Because they were never intended to be here forever in the first place, but that's still a lot to swallow. So I remember maneuvering the whole aftermath, right, of losing my father. I remember I Googled the stages of grief because that's what everybody tells you. It's like, oh, you're in this stage. Oh, you're in that stage. Oh, you're in this stage. As if everybody goes through it in increments at the same time or in the same way. If anybody's unfamiliar, there are these two sciences. People use the Kubler-Ross model. And the first stage is denial and isolation, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And a lot of individuals think that was just, you know, clear cut. That's how it goes. First you deny it, then you get mad, then you are like, oh, well, if I had done this, this, and this, or if we had done this, this, and this, maybe they still be here. And then you get depressed, of course, and then you just kind of accept it and move on. But there's actually a way to dispel this whole notion, because the Kubler-Ross model was originally given to their patients who were terminally ill. They were, you know, patients would deny that they had the disease, and then they would get mad that they had the disease. And then you got the fact that, like, oh, well, maybe if I did this, this, and this, I wouldn't even be in this position. Then you get depressed at the fact that, like, well, that's a wrap for me. And then you accept the fact before you transition into glory. But eventually, these steps of grief were transitioned to their surviving families. So as a result, the way they were grieving was perceived as, like, the necessary steps. I disagree with the notion that these are the five steps, because it's as if everyone goes through them the same way. And it's not very descriptive. It's very interesting just to see how many people have lost people by the time they get to school. And I feel like college is probably the hardest time to lose somebody, simply because college don't stop for nobody. You're already kind of in your bag sometimes. Because being on the college campus can be really draining, especially if you're in a space that wasn't really created for you. That's a whole different conversation. But at the same time, being in a space like this that isn't always the most nurturing, and then still having to deal with the aftermath of losing somebody, it really can place a crucial weight on your shoulders. And I think it's definitely important, number one, to just talk about it. Like, a lot of people can go their whole life and not tell anybody how losing somebody really close to them bothers them to this day. You can accept the death, but you never get over it. And I think that's the biggest thing. And a big problem I feel when people talk about grief and death and stuff like that is the fact that because people don't talk about it enough, people don't know how to talk about it, period. Because to this day, the amount of people who would come up to me and be like, you know, immediately after too, which to me is somewhat disrespectful, because you have to give me time to process things, just period. Your father's in a better place. And you know, believers have a problem of being a little too cheery sometimes based on their faith, which is fine. It's okay to have faith, but sometimes you have to take a step back and recognize that we as humans have feelings, and your faith isn't always as strong as the person that you're ministering to. So, you know, your father's in a better place, and he wouldn't want you to be sad, and all these other things. And it's like, yo, give me time to process these emotions, and then as a result, I'll come to these conclusions by myself. Because there's a lot of times that people try to minister to us after we lose somebody, and we're just not ready for that. Sometimes you have to get to the point where you can minister to yourself. And when I say minister, me as a believer, like we use that as a verb a lot. Minister just basically means like checking on yourself, affirming yourself, talking to the Lord, and as a result, recognizing the things that you need for your mental, emotional, and physical. So yeah, it's a lot of different things. I feel like culturally people deal with death differently. I know Black folk, for whatever reason, love to ask about the funeral. Like Africans too. I feel like all my African friends was either going to a wedding or a funeral like every other week in high school, and I really didn't understand. It's like, y'all got a lot of family members. But to them, in their culture, it was really a celebration of life. And that concept has always been very difficult for me, because, you know, you do celebrate someone's life. Of course, it's a beautiful accomplishment to go through your life and touch people and impact people. But at the same time, it's definitely a sad occasion, because they have transcended the physical realm. And because you're still here, you don't get to interact with them anymore. And it definitely can be a very depleting and detrimental feeling. But yeah, Black folk always want to say, well, how was the service? And then your response is like, oh yeah, they did a great job with the bodies. Like, oh my goodness. It's just very explicit. But at least I think the best thing about our culture is the repast, and how even after like a terrible situation, and sometimes a difficult service, we can still break bread and share memories and certain things like that, and support one another. But yeah, that's a little tidbit about different things. Grief grief is a very personal process. The way one person grieves, even within a family, is not going to be the same way that somebody else grieves. The biggest thing to always remember is, just because you lost somebody doesn't necessarily mean that you're the expert at ministering to somebody when somebody passes. We're all going to lose somebody eventually, but I feel like the best way to be there for somebody is to recognize that they are an individual, and they are processing things differently than you did. We're going to keep it pushing. That's my little tidbit. Coming up 1:30, we still got some crank left. I got a lot of stuff for y'all today. We're going to keep it pushing. It's a lot of instrumental things. Starting to switch up the lineup a little bit. Give you some things that hopefully you'll hit me up after the show and be like, what song was that? I got you. Make sure y'all go on WJRX.org. I log every song that I play. That way, you're already sharp. All day, every day. Appreciate y'all for always rocking with me. We doing our thing. This next one is called Mind Touch by Madlib. What up, Darko?
sisters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside.
Time and a half with Brother Charles doing our thing. This is the grief episode. And a lot of people are like, dang, Charles, why you want to talk about this? It's like Wednesday, it's hump day, it's cloudy outside. A brother need to pick me up. But this is important, especially to me, simply because, like, I know it's a lot of people who have lost folk and have suffered in silence. And it is absolutely necessary in order to heal to express how you feel. Ooh, message. In order for you to heal, you have to express how you feel. You literally cannot just like sit in a corner and like fester in your emotions in this cloud of negativity and pessimism. Because as a result, when you stay in that space, the world around you will eventually start to change. And the space that you were in will be the space that you stay in. It really takes a long time for you to recognize what it is that really bothers you when it comes to grief, because a lot of people, for a lot of different people, it's a lot of different things. So for me, losing my father, I recognize that I'm about to be 21 next Friday. Okay. 21. And I recognize that I'm going to need my father, for different stages in my life. He got me to 18, transitioning out of the threshold of adolescence, transitioning out of adolescence into the threshold of manhood, excuse me. And there's a lot of different questions that I have. There's a lot of different aspects of my life that I really need guidance in. And it's hard for me to figure those things out by myself. As a result, and for the longest time, I had a problem really trying to seek out male figures to have in my life that will really kind of fill that void, simply because my father was a great individual. He was always in my life. I don't have any negative memories of my father, simply because he was a man of God. He set the right example for me as a man. So there was a lot of different things that he instilled in me early that a lot of brothers don't get until their late 20s and stuff like that. So a lot of the things that cats would try to tell me are things that my father already told me. But the Lord has definitely blessed me with some folks actually recently that I see as being great mentors. Shout out Brother Dean. Brother Dean Hunt, holding it down. Brothers over at Shiloh. Just individuals. Brother Brandon Morris and Sky Hall. Just individuals who I feel definitely have my best interest at heart. It's just a lot of different things. For me, that was the necessity of having my father throughout my life. A lot of different people don't have the opportunity to really have close relationships with people before they pass. So as a result, there's the ambiguity of what their relationship could have been. There's the feeling of not having enough time, or the feeling of not necessarily doing enough while they were here. The phrase smelling their flowers while giving them the flowers while they can smell them. So it puts it into perspective, simply because there are a lot of us here still on this earth that have a lot of people in our life that we need to show our appreciation to, simply because once they're gone, they're gone. And that process of grief is not easy for anybody. But I appreciate y'all for letting me rap. So this is definitely a heavy subject, but at the same time is necessary. Yesterday was National Mental Health Day, and a lot of people as a result say sometimes it's okay to not be okay, but just as long as you let somebody know. The counseling services here at Lafayette are phenomenal. I don't know if everybody has the access to quality counseling where you are, but if you do, please utilize it, because there are some things that we as individuals have a hard time recognizing about ourselves, and counseling can be a good way. Therapy, yes, that is what I'm discussing. Therapy, counseling, talking to someone can be a great way to improve yourself and get out of a negative space that you might feel that you're stuck in. So indeed, give yourself the opportunity to learn yourself, to love yourself, and grow within yourself, because sometimes we can get into the point where we're in bad soil. And it's hard for us to grow. And sometimes that bad soil is the result of us being in a negative space. Maneuvering grief isn't easy for anybody. I can't instill that enough. But at the same time, it's a necessary process, because as we grow through the grief, we come out better individuals. We're going to keep it bumping. That last jump was Get You by Daniel Caesar. Next up, I have B-U-D-D-Y by Music Soul Child. Why? Because sometimes in life, when you feel down, you need a buddy who gonna hold you down like nobody else. They might even take you to a little bougie restaurant. They got like 3 courses in it, and just bless you because it's a part of their meal plan. I ain't talking about nobody specific, Jazzo. But just recognize that there are people in your life who really love you and really want to see you do well. And you got to make sure that they feel the same way while they're here. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles. We're keeping it rocking. Thanks for rocking with me.
You to pause and slow your walk, so maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. I'm just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. Yeah. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up sometimes. And maybe I can take you out sometimes. Yeah. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment, yeah.
talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, it'll be fine. You are my B-U-P-D-Y. Don't be shy, give it a try. Yeah. I could be yours and you could be mine. If I come off disrespectful or my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with. Sometimes, and maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. Sometimes. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on. If you're down no matter what, let me know if you're with it. Cause girl, it'll be fine. If you are my B-U-D-D-Y, don't be shy, no. Give it a try. Yeah, I could be yours and you can be mine. The definition of a real buddy is just that one. Yeah, we're gonna have fun. Oh, shotgun through the city with me. Together, there's no limit to what we can do. And once we in it, girl, it's all about you. So, baby, what you say? Don't pass this by the side. Cause girl, oh, you were my baby. If you were my baby, give it a try. Yeah. Don't be shy, give it a try.
bitches in school. It don't even matter, I was acting a fool. But who would think the raps would turn into racks? Don't matter, matter fact, it could happen to you. Scars on my head, I'm the boy who lived. The boy love playing when the boy too sick. Reclining on a prayer, I'm declining to help. I've been lying to my body, can't rely on myself, but no. Last year, I got addicted to Zan. Start forgetting my name and start to miss my chance. I lay for 4 months, end up leaving right back. I'm in love with my city, I'm sleeping my hat. I felt hogtied ever since my dog died. He lit an 84, that's a long ride. I know he up there, he just sitting, he wait. I'll be racing up the stairs, I'ma get to the gate singing. Get this money, get this budget, KOK to take him. Me and my girl plan to stay to the end. Hope it never come a day where we be better as friends. We in a marathon, we can build a marathon. Arguments and spirits, they get deeper than a baritone. I've been getting blocked, just trying to make songs with friends. Labels told me to my face that they own my friends. I got to pray, like, am I after too legit? I got the power, I can pull Lucifer with crucifix. I cannot strip on stupid shit. I stand out like I'm ludicrous. I know some folks that talk so much, you think they travel Uber with. Queen said, why we in a queen bed? I said, it's yours, don't worry, little bean head. I'm just here to cut my breath, I got a world tattoo. She said, cool, just bring me some food.
All right, coming to a close. Time and a half with Brother Charles on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I want to give a special shout out to all my people on Facebook Live, weekly showing love. Y'all keep me going. To all my fans out there. You can guess you can call them fans. But I just want to appreciate everybody for just allowing me to go in on this topic. It kind of just came up for me in the last couple of days. And as a result, I just felt it was necessary to use this platform to really talk about the nitty gritty when it comes down to maneuvering grief. It's time for me to go, y'all. It's about 5:51. Got a meeting to run over to for the Brothers of Lafayette. We are now trying to get that group up and running. Brothers of Lafayette, for those who are not familiar, is our men of color group here on campus. We already have a women of color group called NIA, and I think it was about time that we bring it back and start doing some things for the men in our community. I'm very proud of the young brothers who put this together. As I close, I want to dedicate this to my Uncle Johnny, who recently passed. Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Uncle Johnny was a good brother. He fought the good fight, did what he had to do, and as a result, he is now safe in the Lord's arms. And I just want to give a special shout out to him and my family as we do what we have to do in this difficult time. But at the same time, we have to celebrate the brother for everything that he was to us and everything that he did. This is Time and a Half with Brother Charles, where I put in overtime to give you that good real talk, that good real music. Catch me at the same time next week, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Y'all be blessed, always and forever.
you, Jesus. Come on, come on.
Jesus, you're the lover of my soul.
That's right, the fire that burns.
The fire that burns deep within.
I know that's right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You are the joy that's working.
Going through some stuff now.
Yeah.
You feel like giving up now. Your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me and they testing me. They keep stressing me because they never heard a preacher flow.
What?
Show.
Yeah.
Go.
What?
No.
I'm so glad.